This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. He was the star of the show last night, President Biden at the Democratic National Convention.
I love you!
It was a hero's welcome in Chicago's United Center, with a visibly emotional president introduced by his daughter, Ashley.
All these years later, Dad, you are still my best friend.
After a four-minute ovation,
thank you, Kamala, too.
The president went out of his way to back his vice president.
We've had one of the most extraordinary 4 years of progress ever, period. When I say we, I mean Kamala and me.
Ticking off successes while capping a five-decade career in public service.
I gave my best to you.
And urging Democrats to support Harris. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
And Vice President Harris popped up at the convention last night.
Let us fight for the ideals we hold dear, and let us always remember when we fight, we win. God bless you. God bless the United States of America. Good night, everyone.
Vice President Harris last night. Overseas now, the bodies of six hostages have been recovered in Gaza, according to the Israeli military. These were hostages taken in the October 7th attack that started the war in Gaza. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who was in the Middle East, says Israel has now accepted a proposal to bridge differences holding up a ceasefire. He called on Hamas to do the same. Russia has been struggling to put out a massive fire in the Rostov region after an oil depot got hit by Ukrainian drones. This as Ukrainian forces push farther into Russia's Kursk region. This is AP News. An active-duty soldier has been arrested and now indicted, accused of lying to military authorities about his associations.
A U.S. soldier in North Carolina has been indicted on charges of having lied to authorities about his association with a group that advocated overthrowing the federal government and of trafficking firearms. The U.S. Attorney's Office for Eastern North Carolina says that 20-year-old Kai Liam Nix was indicted last week and made his first court appearance. He's being held pending a detention hearing. Nix is on active duty at Fort Liberty. The indictment alleges Nix falsely stated in 2022 on his security clearance application that he had never been a member of such group. The indictment did not include group details. Nix faces a maximum of 30 years in prison if convicted. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Travel is booming. Record numbers of passengers are going through the airports. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.